is going to be, like, we always say we're going to do a speed run, but this is actually going to be a speed run.
I hope. Believe in us.
Me too.
We're going to do so great, guys.
Because mm-hmm. we have zero plot points that pertain to this character outside of a ship. We have one ship. Yeah. I think we can do that.
3 hours later. So anyway, Gorbachev.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas over our favorite characters from Degrassi The Next Generation. I'm Keely Bell, and you can join me every week with a special guest to talk about how these characters did whatever it takes and how exactly they made it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point, a Degrassi : The Next Generation podcast. I am your host, Keely Bell, and I am joined with
Daniel Herman.
Yes. We've got another character analysis episode for you guys this week.
Oh my gourd.
I know. We've gone so long without them, and now we're just packing them out. We went complete opposites there.
We're popping them out and packing them in. Welcome to the stage, Kelly. What's his last name?
Ashuna.
Ashuna.
Yes.
That doesn't sound correct.
Right?
How are we spelling Ashuna?
A-S-H-O-O-N-A.
Ooh.
So I'm going to Google what that surname, like the
what
ethnic
nationality
origins.
Are we doing with Ashuna?
The last name is primarily found in the Americas. There's no meaning to it.
There's no meaning to life.
Yeah, it's mostly only in Canada, weirdly. It's like an Indigenous Canadian, like the Indigenous people that live out there.
Why not?
I have no idea, but Kelly's fucking white, so.
He's not just white, he's fucking white.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think he should have this last name, but... yeah, we are indeed recording this the same day that we recorded the Declan episode.
Here on the Cuckoo Bananas, a Next Generation Degrassi pod.
That was not the title.
We are transparent about our recording schedule.
Yeah.
We're not going to pretend like this is a new day, a new week.
Yeah, no. Because the reason I like to be transparent about that is because sometimes we have lots of updates at the beginning, and sometimes we've recorded them on the same day.
Yeah.
So
how has my life changed since our last pod episode? I switched from iced coffee to Dr. Pepper.
And I sold our chairs.
Have you talked about the chair drama on the pod?
I haven't. So we had some pretty solid quality kitchen table chairs.
Yeah.
When we first moved into the apartment, I wanted to upgrade them to more like sturdy chairs. And to have 3 of them, since we often have guests in our home now. Not often, but we sometimes have guests in our home now.
We're social upon occasion.
Mm-hmm. But the ones we had before were only 2 chairs. And so I kept trying to sell them on Facebook Marketplace, and I did sell them once, and a lady bought them, took them home, then proceeded to message me like back to back to back to back to back all that night, talking about how there are the screws in the chair are coming loose and it's a little bit wonky and I didn't say that, and it's acting like I was trying to swindle her, and how she values her money, so she doesn't think that I deserve $60 for these chairs. It was a fucking mess. So I just had her return them the next day or like 2 days later. And so we had the chairs just sitting around the apartment for about a month, and they've just been collecting dust. In fact, right before I sold them today, I was like, well, what if we just kept them? I was like, what are places we could put them in the apartment where it wouldn't look weird? I never settled on anything, and luckily I didn't, because today, while we were recording the Declan episode, a woman was like in my Facebook DMs like, hey, are you still selling these chairs? And I was like, yes. And she was like, here, can I come get them in 45 minutes?
And yeah. Like, and she was so polite.
She was so nice.
So excited.
The complete opposite of that other lady. I had a very positive chair selling experience today. So that's
And I came out prepared, ready to throw hands.
Yeah, same.
Ready to drown someone in a gutter.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, I have been burned before with these chairs. Like, people have given me bullshit about these chairs, so yeah, look at them as much as you need to.
She looked, she sat down, and she went, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
My favorite kind of person.
Yeah, same.
Like, you know what?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And $60, a steal.
She said they're going into a recording studio. So that is like so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our life update from the last time we recorded.
Oh, and I sneezed.
Oh, and he sneezed.
I sneezed.
Yeah. If there was any unsettled tension that you felt in the Declan episode, it's because Daniel had a sneeze that was refusing to show up for half the episode.
It's not a problem. Am I right, ladies?
But yeah, so we're going to really try to speed run this Kelly episode. I'm hoping in and out in less than 45 minutes. I'm hoping for even less.
We're going to get it done in half an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
I think half an hour will
a short episode for you freaks out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a freaky deaky one and done.
A quickie? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I was searching for the word and it would not come to me.
A freaky deaky one and one.
One and done.
Sorry.
One and one.
A one-on-one basketball game for the real freaks out there.
One-on-one, that sitcom starring Kyla Pratt.
An excellent series.
Yeah.
But yes, yes, yes. So if you are wondering who Kelly Ashuna is.
You are not alone.
You're not alone.
No one knows who Kelly Ashuna
is. No, because when we were gearing back up to start doing these character analysis episodes, I got on my iPad and I looked at my notes that I have and all the characters I had listed down preparing to come up when I wrote this down like probably a year ago, more than that. And I was like looking and I was like, all right, we're kind of on track. Yeah, like Declan's next and then we can do Johnny DeMarco. And then I went, oh, fuck. And Daniel went, why? What? And I was like, Kelly. And then we were like, do we really have to do Kelly? And I said, he's in the opening credits. So yes, unfortunately.
Yes, we are a slave to your rules.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
He appears in the opening credits for some god-awful reason.
For some reason, yeah.
I mean, look, no shade to the actor.
No, he's fine.
Always, never shade to the actors. We simply are offering positive criticism.
Yeah.
He does nothing.
He's like just, yeah, he's just there. He's just fine. And one thing that he did do off screen is date Nina Dobrev. Did you know this?
Oh.
Yeah, Nina Dobrev and Evan Williams. I just read his name off the wiki.
Evan Williams.
They dated for a little bit there. And wow. I believe probably season 8.
How very Canadian of them. Oh, yeah, because
Mia's not in season 9. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes. So, let's just dive on in. Oh, wait. We have to sum up his character in 3 sentences.
Okay. All right. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ashuna is there.
Mm-hmm.
He continues to be there. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And then magically he's no longer there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That was lovely.
Yeah.
I'll do Kelly Ashuna starts his life on the show as the Smithdale University bicycle, period.
Everyone's riding him, babes.
After one relationship with Emma Nelson that is more boring than milk on toast, he fakes being vegan and leaves, period. This man is so nothing that he only got 2 sentences.
Period.
Period. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like, that was basically all of his character stuff in... Oh, I didn't mention one big thing, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, season 8, we have Emma, Manny, Liberty in the opening credits, even though they all are in college and going to Smithdale, and some guy driving their Jeep. And that,
who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Who's that Pokemon?
And his name allegedly is Kelly Ashuna. He attends Smithdale University, and he is the new roommate of Liberty, Emma, and Manny. And they're like, because they think he's a girl. Because they're like, oh my God, some girl named Kelly is rooming with us.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a hot man.
What a twist.
What a twist. That's so fun. And so then Emma is into Kelly and Manny's into Kelly. And they're like, they, and then suddenly they're like, they like draw their guns and they're like, which one of us is getting Kelly.
It's like, we've fought over men before, but this is serious.
But like, that's the funny thing. I've always thought that is funny because they say like, we fought over guys before. And it's like, no, you haven't. You have both hooked up with Jay. That's really all that at that point had happened. They both dated Damien, but they didn't fight over Damien. He just went hopped from one friend to the other.
Who did they? But they both went to a dance when they were. This was like early season one, season two.
Craig. They did. They didn't fight over Craig, but yes, that is the closest they got to fighting over a guy.
Yeah, they've let men come between them before.
Yes,
especially in fanfic.
Yes,
plenty of men have come between Emma and Manny in fanfic.
I think Spinner mostly. So yeah. That's kind of their ooh, who gets to be with Kelly? And then it turns out Kelly's dating somebody, a girl named Gwyneth. She's that like lanky, like kind of redheaded girl. Remember her?
Yeah, Gwyneth.
She was fun. And they're like, oh shit, like, well, I guess neither of us are getting Kelly. Ha ha ha.
And like, also bold of y'all to assume that he would be interested in either one of you.
Yes, like that's the thing. It's like, okay, just because you guys are girls in his vicinity doesn't mean he likes you.
And like, what if he liked Liberty?
Yeah.
You know?
What if he liked Liberty?
What if he's gay? What if he is straight and doesn't like anyone?
Any of you. Yeah, exactly. Like, to assume that they could just snatch up Kelly as if he was a prize to be won, as Princess Jasmine would say, is preposterous. Like, he has some agency here. Now, granted, he does end up liking Emma.
And granted, he ends up not having any agency when he's with Emma.
Exactly. So
it turns out the writers were not considering.
No.
Fleshing out Mr. Ashuna here.
No.
He is exactly as he appears to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he, I think that what comes up next is Blaze.
Yeah.
Which is the thing I didn't mention in the three sentences. Because do you One remember what happens favorites. To Kelly during Blaze?
Well, because he's our local drug dealer.
Yes.
And .404 file not found.
He supplies Emma with the weed.
Yes.
That she smokes to be cool on her dorm floor. Then she bakes the weed into brownies.
Right.
And gives them to, what's her name?
She poisons her.
That girl who, and it's not that she like had an allergic reaction to the weed or overdosed. Oh, you can't overdose on weed, but you know what I mean. It's not like the drug was like a bad thing in her body. It was that she was high, so she forgot to take her insulin shots.
Yeah.
Then went into a diabetic coma.
Because she ate the brownies. It wasn't the weed that got her. It was the brownies.
Yeah.
We had a whole thing. This is back to the pilot episode of this pod. Mm-hmm. We screamed about that. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. And then Kelly got fucking...
Kelly got like expelled because he was the one who had supplied the weed. And he was the one who had weed on his person when they were like... inspecting the dorm floor and trying to find out who gave what's her butt the weed.
Yeah.
And so Emma just lets him get expelled for this. And then they continue to date.
Because that makes sense.
Or I don't know if it wasn't that he got expelled. He got kicked out of housing.
Yeah.
There we go. Because he can still go to school there. He just can't live there.
Yeah.
Which I think fair trade-off.
And he was supplying drugs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Emma was just partaking in the supplying of the drugs.
Right, right. Emma was distributing.
Yeah, she should have also been held responsible.
I agree.
For that silly little idea.
Yeah. So then after that, we don't really see much of Kelly and Emma. Yeah. And in Degrassi Goes Hollywood, he and Emma are just making out all the time. And that's a really funny gag
because
they're not like prominent in the movie at all. So every time we flash back to Toronto, Emma is like on her cell phone in the middle of the dot and Kelly's like making out with her. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And then in season 9, he appears in one episode and that is Holiday Road. Where Emma, and that's, I think, Emma's only episode in season 9, too.
Yeah,
not, like, maybe one other.
Yeah, they cycle in.
Mm-hmm. And they're, like, on, like, a bicycling, like, tour.
Yeah.
And they stop at Degrassi because they stop at schools to like help build bikes or something.
Yeah, it's something. It's the quintessential like. It's a very liberal solution, that, mm-hmm. a very white liberal solution.
Yes,
like, it's performative activism.
Yes,
is what they're up to.
Yes, it's like what we're helping save the planet with affordable transportation, so that everybody can get where they need to be with a bike. And it's like, that is not everyone has the time to go everywhere they need on a bicycle.
No, not everyone is able to ride a bicycle. There are disabled people. There are people like me who don't want to.
I would want to ride a bike more if we didn't live in Los Angeles.
I don't want to. I physically can't ride a bicycle. My tailbone will not allow me.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. So yeah, they show up and we know that Emma's hiding something, and that's really an Emma plot line where she's like hiding from her parents that she is dropping out of Smithdale or planning to or did or something. And
I think she already did.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she's trying to like find out what her life it can be. And Kelly is with her and he's like trying to be the voice of reason. Like, maybe we should tell your parents. Maybe, you know, you should look into what you should be doing with your future. And Emma's like, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. And in this whole thing, we find out that Kelly has been like, the crux of their relationship essentially is that Emma shouts activist things at him and expects him to follow her lead. And he has been just coasting by like this for their whole relationship, only for us to find out in this episode that he hasn't been truthful with her.
Yeah.
He isn't really just following her lead. He actually disagrees with some of the stuff that she thinks. So for example, he's been faking being a vegan.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
It's so great because we are in no way, shape, or form painting Emma as rational.
Yes.
In her veganism. And there are plenty of vegans that are rational.
Yeah.
There are plenty of sustainable reasons why veganism can be, you know, supported.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accessible and affordable for everyone.
Right.
But Emma, of course, is not not thinking that nuanced and complex.
Right.
Neither is Kelly.
Right.
He simply does not wish to.
Yeah.
Which is a valid reason for
it's
not.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And like, I also think if he had just been like, yeah, no, I'm not interested in going vegan, Emma would, she's never held that against a partner before.
Yeah, like, so the way Sean would have never thought to become vegan.
No, at all. So I don't know why.
The way Spinner will simply not be a vegan.
Exactly. So I don't really understand why Kelly felt like he had to do this for her. Maybe that's a him thing.
Yeah, I think that the crux of it is that he is so concerned with getting what he wants,
mm-hmm.
he will lie to get what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems to be disguising himself in order to maintain this relationship, which is not good for anybody.
No. Relationships should be based on honesty and mm-hmm. mutual respect.
And you should be your truest self in them, which is why I constantly cry at my boyfriend.
Which is why I am single. Because my truest self has yet to find someone who I can be patient with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's the end of their relationship, is that episode.
Yes.
Where she's like, I don't even know you anymore. And he's like, I don't know you anymore. You dropped out of school. You have no prospects. And she's like, maybe we don't work. And he's like, I think that's true. So then
he rides away.
Yeah, he leaves, and then Emma is left to
cycle
explain
off
herself.
Sunset,
explain herself to her parents, formulate a plan, and cycle off into the distance. And that's the last we see of Kelly.
Yeah. And we already talked about how like that could have been a suitable ending for Emma, and
mm-hmm.
then they bring her back just to do
marry
our
her off.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, marry her off to Spinner. Weird, but I love it.
Yeah.
And Kelly, like, for his ships, like, obviously he has the one.
The two. He's Gwyneth.
Gwyneth, sure. He makes out with Gwyneth exactly once, and then they break up.
Justice for Gwyneth. Justice for Trish.
Justice for Trish. Justice for Gwyneth. Sure. The tertiary girls that are just thrown in to be an obstacle.
Look,
for
host plants have rights.
They do. Host plant rights.
Emma would be the first one to advocate for these host plants.
You're very true. You're very right. So yeah, Kelly's ships. Kelly and Gwyneth, they seem fun. College, make a note on top bunk. That's just everybody's college experience, right?
Yeah. I personally think that you shouldn't hook up with your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think that you shouldn't hook up with your drug dealer.
Yeah.
I personally think that you shouldn't ride a bicycle across Canada.
Right.
Clearly, Kelly and I have very differing opinions on all of these things.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I don't know how I'm such a Kelly.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about him and Emma.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about him and Emma at all.
Au contraire. We've talked only about them because that's the only plot he's involved
yes,
in.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, Kelly and Emma, what are our thoughts on them?
Really bad.
They're fine. Like, they're definitely her, like, placeholder college relationship.
And, like, to be fair, this is a real relationship that mm-hmm. I've seen mm-hmm. unfold in college.
Yes.
So many people whom I both liked and respect mm-hmm. Got together and proceeded to have the most boring ass relationship for 6 months before realizing, hey, I actually don't think that we are good together at
yeah.
all. You should get on your bike and ride out of my life for the forever.
Right.
And he goes, okay, great. I won't be naming names. But subscribe to my Patreon or I will name names,
mm-hmm.
all of the names. But yeah, this is a realistic depiction of a college relationship for me.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I don't know. I wonder what the writer's like goal was for them when they wrote Kelly in. Like, were they saying like, oh, this is just going to be Emma's placeholder freshman year relationship? Or were they going to or did they have bigger plans for them? Had they been better received by the audience. But I do think they really suffered from the fact that, you know, seasons 7, 8, even 9 a little bit, too many characters.
Too many characters.
We were trying to...
We had too many contracts going on, I think.
Yeah, so we didn't get a lot of time with them
yeah.
to really care about them at all. Like, him and Emma have, like, moments of him, like, teaching her how to play guitar and all... Like, it's cute, kind of, as they, like... But I don't think anybody who was a fan of this show felt strongly about them, like, at all.
Yeah, because it was very clear he was not coded as a person who was meant to be permanent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And yet, here he was.
Yeah, what is up?
Credits.
What is up with this show and, like, getting a white guy and going, all right, you are pretty for my eyes, but we're just going to choose to not develop you at all.
Yeah.
Kelly, Blue. It's unfortunate because, you know. I want the best for characters regardless of
how sucky they are.
Of how little they're given. So yeah, that's basically Kelly. When's a time that you were such a Kelly?
So there is this one time in college where I fucked my roommate.
Is that true?
That's true.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
I won't be naming names, but but you know who you are.
Right.
And I wish you the best, bud. We were both really bad at sex.
Aww.
So, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I was probably high and you were probably drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing okay.
Good.
I support you.
Let's
never do that again.
When's the time that I was such a Kelly? I have no fucking clue. Changing myself to be with a person. No.
That's very not you.
Not me at all.
The way you couldn't be bothered mm-mm. to change a single thing about yourself.
Nope.
For any man.
Nope.
That's
nope.
I would shoot you in the head because I would believe you are a clone. And I know your worst fear is running into and fighting yourself.
Yes.
So if I see you behaving differently for a man, what I do is I shoot you because I know you're not you.
God. I was like Kelly when so in the episode where he pretends to be vegan and then eats meat at Spinner's Barbecue, he talks about mushrooms and how he loves mushrooms because they have a lot of zinc. That's my favorite. That honest, like, look, we talked shit about Kelly this whole episode. That is legitimately one of my favorite lines of season 9. Yeah. It is so funny. But I like mushrooms.
Same.
I mean, also, that's the time I was such a Kelly.
Your names are very similar.
Yeah. I was such a Kelly when I was born with a name that starts with a K, has an E in the middle, and ends in a Y.
And it has an L.
And has an L.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the times that I was such a Kelly. Sorry that that's a cop out. But I gave two. Two cop outs equal one good answer, I think.
Two cop outs equal one cop in and then out because
A cab.
Woo hoo.
All right. Yeah. We came in at around 27 minutes on the recording, which I could probably trim that down to even less. So
we did it.
Well, I think this was the first time we legitimately could speed through it. We tried it with Damien, but he did have more than Kelly.
Yeah, Damien had shit to do.
Damien had way more to do than Kelly. Yeah. So thank you for listening to this Kelly Ashuna episode. Where can the people find you on the pod, Daniel?
You can find me at your local grocery store. Just chewing on those mushrooms. Full of that zinc. You can find me at Danny Boy Herman across platforms. Mm-hmm. See you in the stars.
Oh my God, Kelly's from the Yukon. I just saw this on the wiki.
Yukon Cornelius.
my
persona.
Yukon Kelnelius.
You Kelly Cornelius.
Oh, Kelly is the only student regular character to have not had attended Degrassi Community School.
Huh.
He's fucking breaking records and being so boring.
He's pushing boundaries in the most milquetoast way possible by simply not attending that school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. You can follow me at OMG It's Key on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram. And you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this short episode about a character that you don't care about.
And neither do we.
Yeah.
Goodbye.